Tony. This is Lauren Palazzolo from Dynamite, and I am talking about the critical thinking process from the article of yours that I read. While reading the article about critical thinking, I started to think about how much my major, which is geology, is affected by this process. Being any science major, this critical thinking process is the key. Sorry, I thought my recorder turned off. Oops. This critical thinking process is the key to success. For example, many times while you're in college, you hear opinions from your professors, which are theories they believe to be true. And I've noticed that more likely than not, they express that it's just a theory and it has been proved, or they let the students know that the theory is being worked on, and they present evidence to support their side of the story or what they believe. I also feel that, yes, scientists or people that have a scientific background, like doctors or dentists or hygienists or something like that, do think more objectively because they have been subjected to the critical thinking process throughout their careers and the beginning of their careers and in college. So they think more objectively than regular people do. For instance, I have nothing against this group of people, but Mormons. While I was in high school, I had a lot of friends that were Mormon, and just by talking to them, I found that most of them believe the most bizarre things, and they don't even bother to question these things, because that's what the church has told them, and that's what they're supposed to believe. So they never, well not never, but they really don't use the critical thinking process, because they don't even bother to test these theories or beliefs, and think for themselves what is true and what's not true. Another group of people who completely abandon scientific reasoning and ironically call themselves Scientologists, one thing they believe is that the souls of aliens were deposited in the Mauna Loa volcano billions of years ago, but yet what they fail to recognize or even research or believe is that the Mauna Loa volcano has only been around for a couple million years, like maybe 10 million years or so, and that at that time there wasn't even Hawaii, there were no islands. So they obviously do not use a critical thinking process. As far as a personal experience that I had with someone who didn't use the problem-solving method was my friend who was taking a just beginning geology class in her community college, and she was telling me that her professor told her that the mantle is all molten, it's all liquid. And this, being a geology major, I know is not true. So I presented my side of the story, which was basically that research is being done that says that these large slabs of the Earth's crust are being subducted, and they never really get to the point where they're liquid. They just get really, really hot. So they're very ductile. So I presented my side of the story to her, and she presented her side of the story to me, which was basically that that's what her professor had told her. So that's what she was going to go with, rather than doing research or looking into it or talking to anybody else. So that's basically my feel on this whole thing, and that's pretty much it. So thank you very much, Tony. I will see you later.